How many kinyanim do we have when we sell the chametz to the guy? Anyone know?
Two.
Six.
15.
Six. Very good. What are they? Chalipin. Good.
Kesef.
Good. Shtar. Let's just stop. Okay. Chatzar. Agav. That's five.
Even.
Get cracking. Good kasha. Deraisa, the Rabbanon, Stira, Kedushin Yud Beis. What's Chatzar? Getting the eighth parak. Chatzar.
Like when you throw
something into a Chatzar, right? So if he rents out the Chatzar, what's the six? I'm blanking on the six. Kesef, Shtar, Chalipin. He's Seicher the Chatzar. He's kind of with Chatzar. Kenyan Agav. Chatzar. Oh, Situmta. Situmta, the handshake. That's the six kinyan. Why do we do six kinyan? I never do six kinyan. But I'm kind. I walk up to Zebi and I buy his jacket. I'm gonna do a regular kinyan. What's the problem, everybody say? What's the problem? Well, there's a few problems. First of all, when I buy Zebi's jacket, I can be Meshich. I can do Meshicha. There's other kinyanim that are applicable by, like, Meshicha, Hagbah, that aren't necessarily applicable in a situation where I'm selling chametz to 50,000 properties in many different areas that the guy is not coming to do a Meshicha and a Hagbah on that kinyan, okay? However, there's a lot of mechanics that's going on. This is not like magic, okay? Oh, the Rav takes care of it. I don't know what any of this means, so whatever it is. No, we have to break it down. It's all supposed to make sense. Shulchan Aruch is supposed to, be a Shulchan Aruch. Supposed to be like a table that like we can take part of. Okay, so how does it so fine. So here half the kinyanim are not even shayach. But to be honest, Rabosei, the real major issue is what? Anyone know? Why do we have to do so many kinyanim? Anyone know? Anyone know why we have to do so many kinyanim with the guy for Mechiras Chametz?
Maybe he'll come to
get back.
Huh?
You get it back?
I understand, under the chuppah, right, which is a pretty serious thing, right? I gave a whole shmooze about Ariyah Mekudesh asleep with the Basazoo, right? How many kinyanim do you do?
What was that shmooze?
One.
What? One kinyan. Such a serious thing, one kinyan. And yet Mechiris Chametz, you six kinyanim. She's less important than the Mechiris Chametz?
It's a goy.
So what's the problem with a goy? What do we have against goy, Mia? So Ian's saying a Mishnah Berurah. The reason why we have so many kinyanim, ube'ezik kinyanim, Mishnah Berurah, simon tof mem ches, sif kot nyit zayin, rabos ha'ashkocha protest. Ube'ezik kinyanim, koine ha'akum. Gevaldik. It's not clear which kinyanim work for a guy, which kinyanim don't work for a guy. Shechter once told me a story. Shemak ha'mais. Before cell phones. So this yeshiva has been around for a while. And Rav Shechter has been giving shir for a while. So when I was in Rav Shechter's shir, we gave shir, first of all, before Gluck existed. Okay? This is where I grew up. This is my home turf. And this is where I'm staying. This is where it's at. So this is where our shir used to be. The whole Gansi yeshiva used to be. So... And then we used to have shir on the third floor of Gluck across from where Rav Torsky gives shir in that base manager on the third floor. You know what I'm talking about? The Gluck, third floor base manager? That used to be the main base manager. Even before my time, that was where the Koyla used to learn. But not the main base manager, sorry. That's the Koyla, I think, used to learn. And then third floor first was where we gave shir. So there were, probably not anymore, there were payphones at the end of the hall on first floor. Yeah, it doesn't exist anymore, right? There's no such thing as a payphone, right?
No.
Right. So there's a payphone at the end of third floor, first hall, right? And it always used to ring, whatever, during cheer finals. Like, one day, this was before my time, I wasn't in cheer then. One day, Rav Shechter just said over the story. One day, there was a guy who runs in and says, Rav Shechter, there's an emergency. And he interrupts cheer. And Rav Shechter gets up and he walks to the payphone. So it's a guy calling, a Rav calling from Mechfez, I don't know, Wyoming or Idaho, whatever it is, one of these places, okay? And one of his balabatim is about to have a baby sheep firstborn. It's about to be born. So the Rav's very nervous because he knows there's a din of b'chor behema Torah, that there's kedushas b'chor. You're gonna have stuck with a b'chor and an animal with kedusha in the middle of Yehupitzville in Wyoming. You know, what are we gonna do? Fine. So Rav Schechter says no problem. Tell him to sell the animal to a guy. Exactly, sell the animal to a guy. Good, right? Actually, the practice that we followed, Mechiris Chametz, is originally, this used to be like a common thing. Tosfos and Mechiris and Daf Gimel and Beis talks about, this was the common practice. You did a shutfis with a goy to make sure that there was no kedusha chal, because a shutfis with a goy on the animal is mafkia, the kedusha on the animal. Good. So Rav Schechter's about to hang the phone, run back this year. And then the Rav said, okay, so how do you do that? So Rav Schechter said, no problem. Just do exactly what you do for Mechiris Chametz. Do over here also would be the same thing. Same kinyan there. So then Rav Schechter's about to hang up the phone, and the Rav said, what are the kinyanim again? Here's how it is. Yeah, so that's it's all based on what Ian said. It's all based on sveikis, on which kinyanim apply to a guy. Does kesef apply to a guy? Maybe not. Some rishonim hold machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Some rishonim maybe guy who's kind of with Mashiach, not with kesef. It's machlokes in the Gemara. Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos had a pasuk. So now I ask you, Rabbi Isai, is Chatzar koine a guy? But I want to ask you even more fundamentally, the shtar koine with a guy? Is a guy koine with a shtar? Is a guy koine with a shtar? That is the opening of the sugi, Rabbi Isai. Are goyim b'nei shtara nim? Half of a fellow, Rabbi Isai, in Yonah D'yayim Yat the Shemaya, that we have the ability and the schus to learn Hashem's Torah, which is everywhere. Every piece and ounce of Torah affects every single other ounce of Torah. And Baruch Hashem, Ashreinu Matev Chokim. So Zok the Heilig Gemara. Mishnah starts on Tesam and Aleph. Hamevi get. You have a question? Not really. Hamevi get. Mimedinas Hayam. The Einu Yochel Lomer B'fonei Nechonei Nechta. The guy brings a get from Mimedinas Hayam and he doesn't have the ability to say B'fonei Nechonei Nechta. So if he has Eidim, so you can do Kiyam. Echad gitei anoshim v'echad shukhar avodim. Shavu l'melech l'mevi v'zu achas min adroch v'shashavu gitei anoshim l'shukhar avodim. So the Mishnah says, famously we've seen it in the past, that this din of the Fanenechtav applies both to gitei anoshim that we've been working on, but it also extends itself to apply to a shtar shichur as well. And there are certain commonalities between a shtar shichur and a get. Anyone want to give me a watch? Because Bluestein's not here.
Can I get rid of the swatch? Would Rebbe wear a swatch?
What's a swatch?
A watch.
What's a swatch?
Type of watch.
I don't know. I don't really like watches. They like cuff you. You feel a handcuff. I'm into shichra right now. Zok the Gemara. Tana Rabban. B'shleish adarach m'shavu gait anashim l'shichra rabban. Shavu l'moylech u'lemevi. Okay. Chol get sheyesh alav eid kusi. Pasul. Chutz migit anashim l'shichra rabban. Whole star that has an eight kusi is possible, except for gitei noshim shachureyot. The whole ashtaris ha'olim ba'arkos shall akum. Rashi says shenasu ashtaris aydei bezin shall akum. Afal pishachoy smeim oivdi kachavim sheirin chutz mi gitei noshim shachureyot. So a shtar that is written in arkos. What's arkos, Rabosai? Goyish courts. How is it relevant to us, Rabosai? Everyone knows this halacha. It's an iser d'oraisa for you, don't forget this, Rabbi Sofia. If there's anything you remember from this year, don't forget this. When you have a din Torah in the future, hopefully you will never have one. But you go to a Geisha court, it's an Issa D'Oraisa. You're mechuyev to go to a Bezdin. Unless the Bezdin can't and the guy's not willing to go or whatever. You have to try to go to a Bezdin kosher.
Even with a Goy?
No, with a Jew. With a Jew. So that's the Isser of our Kos.
What if you're representing someone?
Lefneim v'lo lefnei akum. The Torah says beferish. Eil mishpatim asher tosim lefneihem mishpatim. Lefneim v'lo lefnei akum. That's the Isser called our Kos. Okay? So let's analyze this, Rabbi Yisrael. Gemara is saying that Goyisha shtaros with Goyim on it are good for all other stars, with the exception of Gitei Noshim Shechurei Avo. Wow. Unbelievable. Zok Rashi, Shechoismein Choismin Shebesocho, the signatures inside of it, Ksheira. Why are they kosher? Zok Tehel Gerashi, Dedina Demalchusa Dine. Because Dina de Malchus Adina. The Afal Pisha Noisin Ramakabel Yisraelim. And even if it involves a Jew and involves two Jews, the Shtar is still valid since the commonality between us is Dina de Malchus Adina. What is that based off of, Rabbi Yisai? Dina de Malchus Adina? It's not clear. Rishonim are not in unison what the source of Dina de Malchus Adina is. But there's something that the fact that when the Goyisha government that we live in has laws, those laws are binding on Klal Yisrael, and we have a universal law system, as long as it doesn't contradict the Dina HaTorah. And there are a few different other caveats that you have to learn in the sugyas of Dina de Malchus Adina. It can't just be arbitrary, it has to be universal to everyone. It has to be something that actually affects the Malchus. It can't just be like Stam anti-Semitism, you know, obviously. And a Klal, it's just, it doesn't benefit the Malchus. So that's binding. Some Rishonim quotes, Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Others understand it as a shutfis to live in that area. Some Rishonim understand it's part of the Dina HaMelech.
How does that work?
That we all are shutfim in this property, so I'm stealing from my shutfim. That's Rav Shechter Shita.
But then what about if you're
Shechter Shita is to steal, to cheat on taxes is gezel. Because you're a shutfim. Chutz mi gitei noshim, Zok Rashi. Why? Why gitei noshim not included? If a shtar is good with goy shade. Zok Rashi, the lav bnei krisis ninu. No. They're not bnei krisis ninu. So, if I would stop Rashi right there, why are they not lav bnei krisis? Let's not stop Rashi right there, sorry. Hovelo, shaykh b'teres get mikdushin, because they don't have a teres get and kiddushin. Do they even have divorce or boisai? It's actually something interesting that we should probably talk about once this year. How does a guy get divorced?
They don't get married.
What? Anyone have any ideas? So Jonah says like one Rishai. They don't have divorce. There's no such thing. Who says they don't have marriage? If a guy sleeps with a woman who's civilly married to a Or with another man, with another woman who lives with her husband, and Bezdin was in control. Maybe Chayv Misa.
Lives with or civilly married.
What?
Lives with or civilly.
So it's a good question. I think they would have to have consummated that marriage.
But they don't have to be civilly married.
Probably. I'm not sure if you would need a civil marriage. It's a good question. Yeah, they don't have our kedushin. They don't have kesef shtar or bia. But they do have an Isser, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, called Bu'ulas Ba. If a Goy, they do for sure don't. I agree. But I wanted to know, does it mean that they don't have Gittin at all, like you said originally, which some Rishonim say? No, you just can't, you don't get divorced. Right?
But how are you dictating when someone's married, though? You're saying there's no, like, way to get married.
So I would think that it's Bu'ulas Ba, I would think that they're just living together. And they're, you know,
like how would you find a Pilagesh, you're saying?
So I don't know if a guy would have a Pilagesh. Meaning, what would be an Ashes Ish? Maybe it would be civilly. I don't know. It's a good question. How would you become an Ashes Ish for a guy? You don't have Kesef and Shtar, right? So, it's just clear.
They would just like have a wife,
travel, and the
marketplace. Right, so now I'm asking, Halacha L'maisa. So you want to know, when is a guy over the Yisr Gula's Baal? So, do they have to have Bia? So any guy that would be Baal, another woman, they would be halachically married now with another guy. If she's Mustama living there, so then the guy would be over the Isser Bulas Baal. So some Rishonim say that once she moves out, that is a get. And that is Gerishim. This is a Ran that quotes Rabbeinu. Ran has this discussion in Sanhedrin, Dafnan Zayin. He quotes the Rabbeinu David, other Rishonim. Some Rishonim said, like Jonah said, no, there is no divorce. Other Rishonim say, no, there is a divorce. It's just you don't need a shtar. It's just when you move out. It's two people living together. That's going to be the Isser. But this is an important Shiloh. You know, when the Isser applies, how do you enforce Bu'ulas Baal that they're Cain sleeping with the nation's ish?
But how is that like a response to... Because when it says that they're Shaykh in Dinim that Nisabu B'nai Noach, like to set up courts, system, or things like that, that's not like similar to our Dinim. So we're trying to say from the fact that they're Nisabim B'nai Noach, we can hold by their stars.
I was like, I didn't finish Rashi. Hold on, you're two steps ahead of me. So Rashi's telling us that by Gittin and Kiddushin, they're definitely not a part of it. Okay, it's an interesting question that we're raising if they have Gerish in the Chalal, but either way, it doesn't affect our Sugya, because our Gittin, our Areya Megureshes, right, or our Bahadin Gita, right, the Lashon of our Shtar, is definitely not applicable to them. They don't have even a Shtar or Gerish. Good. But then Rashi says, but don't extrapolate there to now say that Bindine Mominis, that it's going to be problematic. No, they were Nitztave Bnei Noach. What does that mean? What is that referring to, really, say? Oh, so as the Shas says, Sanhedrin involved. That's a sugyo. Which parak of the Sanhedrin, really, say? Anyone know? Shmaka parak. The seventh parak of Sanhedrin. It's all the Sheva Mitzvah. Guys want like a good chabura material for NC Swai Kolo for the guys. Okay? Seventh parak, eighth parak, and Sarah Myra. These are like the rated R movies. Yeah, this is good for them. Okay? Shinstavu B'nai Al-Hadin. Now, I've told that to Rebbeim and TABC. They work, like, you know, I said that these are the problem you want to learn with them. Keep it over 8th parak of Sanhedrin. These are what you want to do. You want to keep them interested. Don't totally, that's the rated R. Okay. So, I have a problem with this Rashi before I get to Jonah's problems. I don't really understand how to read these Rashis. Everybody say, what's the problem with these Rashis? Let's just break this down. Let's see if we can read. What Rashi tell me? What Rashi tell me? Why are Dinim Mominus Kasher, Jeremy? Why is non-Gittin the Kedushin Kosher? Chevra, anyone can help me? Dina Malchus Adina, right? That's not what he says now. Rashi just said something else. Because of Dinim. Dinim is one of the Sheva Mitzvah. What's the Sheva Mitzvah, Chevra? Just in case a girl asks you on a date.
Abram and Achai.
Gila Reyes.
Abram and Achai.
Abram and Achai. Shvichas Damim.
What is
that? Avodah Zara,
Zela,
Dinim. Oh boy, we always get stuck with the last one.
No, wait, that was a
Sadia.
Oh, the shidduch's going south.
Be like,
if anybody gets asked, they call it one of the girls.
Is this what they ask on shidduch?
That is what the parents are going to ask you.
Huh? Avodah Zara.
You said Avodah Zarah.
I was responding then.
Oh.
Keep it up.
Get up and get us on Hedge. Let's go. Holy cow. Why is this here?
Mom
is crazy.
Is this what they asked her?
Does Rebbe know?
Rebbe doesn't need to worry about the shidduch anymore.
Rebbe doesn't worry about shidduch.
You guys told me not to say.
Wait, what did you say not to say?
No, I want you guys to read it out. Isn't there a mnemonic?
Didn't the Rambam list all that? The Rambam listed them.
Am I doing it?
Someone here knows.
Am I doing it?
No.
Come on.
Anyone here go to Shalz?
It's like obvious. Right?
Yeah. Say the list again.
No, it's not obvious.
It's not obvious. Okay, so then say the first.
It's actually a machlokes in the Gemara, but you still have to know, like, Beis Yaakov girl like knows that this is one of them.
Really?
My daughter went to Beis Yaakov. My wife, like, mom, the Yedias were good.
Call my sister.
They learn Yedias.
Is it not Kirsten Dog?
Yes, excellent. Birkas Hashem. Megadif. Megadif. There's a sheet in the Gemara that also adds on Cirrus, and the Rambam also adds on Cirrus as being the Cyrus of Behemoth. It's a big Shiloh. To what do you call it? To name the animals? To neuter the animals? A goy can't do that. So how do you facilitate that? And if you're a vet, like, and you're giving it to even another goy, not kosher. And if serious adam, what if people are doing it in hospitals? These childs come up. A doctor who's on medical, like, can I ask another doctor who's a goy to do it? Not kosher. Okay, Rambam also adds in klat. What fine. Bye to Rabbi Isai. That's the least of your problems. Rabbi Isai. Oh, so which one is it? Is it what? Dina Malchusa, Dina Rashi says, so therefore, all shtaros of Dina Mominus L'chayra should be okay. But then Rashi says that the reason why by the Dina Mominus, that's not the shtari getting the Kiddushin, is because the goyim aren't stop all adina. So psanidza hezbe.
Why can't we work together?
How could they? Right, that's what the acharon work on over here. This is Zalman has his shtick on his Shmuel. Everyone's working on this kasha, but you should first internalize the kasha. Why is Rashi need both these reasons? And really, the kasha is even stronger. Once you have the reason of dinim nitzdava bnei noyach, so then memela that makes us l'chayra all the same, right? So that they have to follow dinim. Is that really even true? What does dinim even mean? Rabbi Isai, we're getting so fundamental. You say this over here. What does dinim mean? What is dinim? How do you understand one of the zayimus benayach that you guys all remembered? What is dinim? Apparently, it's something different than what I thought. If I would ask you yesterday, before you saw this Rashi, what is the chiyuv of goyim in the Shev Mitzvei Noach of Dinim? Isn't it? It's like Aleph Beis Gil. Aver Menachai is Aleph. Birkas Hashem is Beis. Gilei Arayot. Gezel is Gimel. Then the big three. Gilei Arayot Shefichas Damim. Avodah Zara. And what's the last one that I messed up? Oh, Dinim's Dalet. Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. That's the way to remember it, guys. Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet plus the big three. That's the trick that they have in Beis Yaakov. Okay, let's do it all together, Chevra. Okay? How do you do it? Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. Eber Menachai. Birkas Hashem. Gezel. Dinim. Big three. Wow. The game, experts. You can rock the house with anyone else in this yeshiva.
Hebron,
Shmack, who needs tag?
Start dating now.
Valid, you're ready. You're ready. Hebron, let's go. But seriously, you can joke all this stuff. You got to know this stuff. Because soon your kid's going to ask you it. And then it's going to be embarrassing.
If she's
going to put you on the list, she knows.
Rabbi, so let's go.
Okay.
So what is dinim? So if you would ask me yesterday what dinim is, Ian, I would have told you. Like the Rambam says in Hilchos Melachim. What does the Rambam say in Hilchos Melachim, Ian?
The ability to
set up courts. You have to have judges. You have to have judges, Rabbi Yisai. L'chayra, that has absolutely nothing to do with a reason why we should accept a shtar by dinei mominis legabe goyim. So Rashi clearly has to have a different definition of what dinim is. Now I have to go searching for what that definition is. Rabbi Yisai. Because otherwise, the fact that they have a mitzvah to set up a court has no shaychus to tell me whether or not our shtaros or our dinei mominus are parallel in din, and the way we carry out the monetary law is similar from one to the other. Very nice, you have to set up a court. You also shouldn't eat a live animal. What does that do with me? What does that do with my shtar? Elamai, I think Rashi is telling us something about the nature of the way he understood dinim. Ayin, the Ramban in Parshas Vayishlach, where he disagrees with the Rambam in his Shita in what dinim actually is. But Rabbi Yisai, back to the fundamental question is, even once you establish that dinim means something different, whatever it means, and it is a reason why we would what? We would differentiate between Gittin Mikidushin and Dinei Ominous, person still next to get back to square one of why is it that we need additionally Din de Machusadina once we have this reason of Din. Unless, maybe that's just it. Dinim were not sufficient alone to tell me why their shtaros should affect us, or their chasimas, or their edim on a shtar should be sufficient. But even if they have the mitzvah of dinim, perhaps it's fakir. Maybe Rashi would hold that no, I'm holding that doesn't affect us, and that's not similar to our laws of chesh and mishpat. And still, I need the practical din of dinim de malchusadina to now affect me, to now make my shtaros binding, if a goy is signing it, legabe a shtar in dinei mamon is a shtar matana or a shtar raya. But if that's the case, Rabbi Yisai, so then just reverse the kasha. So once dinei de malchusadina is the entity that's really giving the power over here and is certifying the goyish shtar, so then just leave out shemes v'neach. Let's talk about Beis Yaakov girls in another time, and we don't have to prepare for our dates right now. We could just learn Maseches Gittin, and we don't have to mention one of the Zayin Mitzvah Noach. Then why is it relevant b'chlal? So however you slice it, Rabbi Yisai, you're going to have to figure out, number one, what is Rashi holding legabe the sugya in Shev Mitzvah Noach? What is Dinim telling you? Number two, you're going to have to tell us, once you establish and you answer that question, why do I additionally need this other reason of Dinim Al-Chusadina? And why wasn't Dinim Al-Chusadina sufficient on its own? So these are questions that are very, very unclear. And to me, and really needs work and discussion. And maybe tomorrow, Rabbi Yisai, you'll try to get a mahalach and how to work all these things when you focus on Dinim. For Rabbi Yisai, Rashi says, and not only is it excluded from Gitei Nashim, but whatever we exclude from Gitei Nashim, we're also going to exclude from Shechur Avadim, because there's a Gzeir Shava of Lola. We'll come back to that Hemshech of Rashi Mitzvah. But Rabbi Yisai, Rashi also said a fascinating chiddush, even in the part of the sugya that was exclusive and excluded the ability to be machshir edim from git. But before we get to there, Rabbi Yisai, we have to analyze both the Chiddush of Rashi on what we just said and what Rashi's saying also by Eidus Gid. According to Rashi, were it not for the fact that you needed to be Betoiras Gittin, if there wasn't a halacha of being shayach to the parsha of Gittin, right? Would a goy be kosher? Forget? Sounds like it. The diak in Rashi is that you need to be betoiras in order to be kosher to sign on a get. But if it wasn't for that detail, a get is absolutely kosher al yidei in akum. And that's what gets Tosfos there upset. This is one of the most important Tosfos in Rabbi Yitzchak in Maseches Gittin. And Baruch Hashem, we have the schus to break it apart, Rabbi Yitzchak. But every line here is gold in Tosfos. Touches on many different dimensions of things that we discussed earlier in the year. And now is the chance to now look back in your notes, in your head, in your filing cabinet, and see what applies to this Tosfos, what differs from this Tosfos, fill in the blanks, and really learn the sugya like a mensch. V'oimari, Tosfos d'Ramaskal Afalti. The Chosmein Akum Yesh Lifsol Afal Pisha Kosvo Yisrael. Even if a Jew was a cipher, the Chasimus are apostle. Why? The Lavne Krisis Ninu. So one reason is, like Rashi says, because they're labnei krisis ninu. Ve'oid, but then Tosfos says additionally, there's another reason why goyim are psulim. Debo'in l'shma. We know that a get has to be written l'shma. So Rav Yisai, I have another question in Yonah Digayim. I have another question. I want to know not only what type of kinyan for mechiras chametz can a goy be koine your chametz with, which is very nogeya and connected to our sugya. I also want to know another question. Can a goy be tzmachtis? Can a goy be a cipher? Can a goy involve themselves in obligations that require lishma? Is there any Gemara that discusses this, Rabosai? Anyone aware of a Gemara that discusses whether or not a goy can do things l'shma?
Yeah.
Where?
We learned the Gemara of Shechita for having someone look over him and look over a katan and then...
Gadol Magav. Let's say not Gadol Magav. Stam Zoy. Can a goy do things l'shma? What do you say? What is that? What does everyone say, Rabosai? What, you have a Gemara? You have a Gemara to support? Yeah. What Gemara? What Gemara, Noam? Gemara right in front of you? What? Yidam Abayz? Chav Gimel and Aleph. Oh, now you're talking. Tosfos quotes. Tosfos is a fierce Gemara. One of the most important lines in Maseches Gittin, Rabbi Yisai. I waited so long to get to this Gemara. Rabbi Yisai, we did it. Yeah. Good. That's where this is all coming back. What's the context of the Gemara, Rabbi Yisai? Remember, anyone remember blowing the sugya? What? The Gemara wants to know over there if what? If a goy could bring a get, yeah. Mm-hmm. The Gemara is talking about a kol kshir and licha was a get. Chav biz on biz. I feel chayr shayt vekot. Frek the Gemara Kashava, oh, labne dininu. How could they bring a get? They don't have das. Amravuna, vushiya godolom and agabov. No, it's talking about a situation where, and you know what I'm about to say? They're baking the matzahs with the godolom and agabov. Good? Amalei Rav Nachman, this is mamash the sugyas that you guys gotta do. Shleshim yom kaid machai, you gotta go through these alachas. Amr Leir of Nachman Elamiata Akum Vyisrol Omen Al Gab of Hochanami to Kosher. So if a goy what? For what? What are we asking him to do? to write the get, if a goy writes the get, that's also going to work. So Gemara says, no, goy is different. And if you're going to tell me yes, so the Gemara says, you're right. Akum l'dayte d'naf sheka ovid. If I had the chance and I wasn't finishing yeshiva in a week, I would give you a shmuz right now. This is a loaded Gemara. This is a loaded Gemara on what the person
would be off.
Yeah. Akum adaita the nafshika of it. The Gemara is telling us something fundamental. But let's go back into our sugis. What does this mean? So Tosfos on Daf Tes Amud Beis is telling us the Farish that the Agoy doesn't have the ability to write a get l'shmo. Can I read him? Say Perek Beis. That's a bomb kasher. What's my kasher, Rabbi Yisai? How is Rashi an hour daf that's saying the only reason a guy is puzzled is because what? They're lapne krisis, they know. Mistomer Rashi wasn't bothered by the fact that there is a lack of slishma by a guy. How does Rashi read this Gemara? L'chayr this Gemara up gefrex Rashi and getting daf tesamid base. Rabbi, we can't run through this Tosfos. We have to break apart this Tosfos. Every element of this Tosfos. Earth-shattering Chidushim, one line after the next. Please give me a pshat in Rashi. Please give me a pshat in this Rashi from the Gemara Daf Chav Gimel, from the Tzavim Be'Noyach, from the Dinim. Mirtz Hashem tomorrow, Rabbi Yisai will pick up in the Hemshah.